7:13, hear the kind of stories you love. An American Airlines flight crew removed from a plane at DFW yesterday afternoon to be tested for alcohol consumption.
The whole crew?
Yeah, it says. Takeoff of flight 1211 to Cancun.
Oh, sounds like the partying started early.
Telling you.
Originally scheduled for 4:30, delayed to 8:52 because of the incident. That and bad weather, according to Andrea Hughley, a spokesperson for American Airlines.
You think she said it? The flight's been delayed because of bad weather. And, we think the crew might have been drunk.
Yeah, no, she said a personal issue on the flight is under investigation. We do apologize for the inconvenience that the delay may have caused our customer.
And that's just
they like announced that in the waiting room.
Well, they did that.
Personal issue.
Welcome to Cancun, or a safe travel to wherever your final destination may be.
Yeah, because everyone connects in Cancun.
Yeah, because if it ain't Cancun, you're going to probably be on a rutted road in a Jeep for a while.
Yeah.
Every airline has an approved drug and alcohol testing program for its crew members, according to Lynn Lunsford of the FAA. Based on the results, we will take appropriate action. So, there.
I would hope so.
Now, you're headed to Cancun, which is arguably a party destination.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Plane supposed to leave at 4:30.
And you're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little pumped, yeah.
It's about a two-hour flight. You'll get there in time for some
well,
action,
actually, it's,
right?
it's a three-drink flight. And
yeah.
Then,
excuse me.
I don't think time has anything to do with it.
Listen to you, big spender.
Excuse me. You know, when you're in first class, you don't look at your watch.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. You just keep coming. Now, did they allow...
Drink and a Sunday. Drink and a Sunday. Drink and another Sunday.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. We're already there?
Oh, I want to fly again.
Can we go slower?
Yeah. It's a headwind.
We delayed 30 minutes.
Were they already on the plane when the crew was removed, I wonder?
Oh, that would just...
That would be bad.
Just having recently traveled in the last year, just then having unexpected delays, if you're going somewhere for leisure, and frankly, I would say if you're going somewhere with an appointment to keep, that just stinks. Mm-hmm.
Did they have trouble? Were they bouncing off the walls of the jetway? Were they not able to negotiate the stairs? I mean, what exactly was it?
They all came out of the cockpit naked. That was the first.
Yeah, really. Really.
You know.
Wait a minute. Anyway, they all wanted to see why the navigator has to carry that big book satchel with him.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. To Cancun.
You want
to
delay a flight, that's the ever-present answer to the question, what happens if I push this button?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing they probably don't have that problem on flights to Cedar Rapids very often.
No.
Yeah. Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
No. But leaving Cedar Rapids, there's been a lot of drinking while I was there.
Yeah.
Please get me out of here.
Yeah. You know, all-nighter at the Holiday Inn. Yeah.
Holodome. Holodome,
yeah,
please.
Me. Yeah, really.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a Holodome there.
Holodome. Yeah. It gets cold up there.
7:16. With the loss of so many factory jobs and more women going to college, a new study says young women actually make more money these days than young men. Women in general still make about 80% of what men make, but young, childless women closing the gap. So there you are. Another study says the recession is taking an emotional toll on the office. A new Fairleigh Dickinson University study found that people still on the job are working so much harder, 3 out of 4 on the brink of going ballistic.
Uh-oh.
That's not good.
Well, you know what's good about... You said the thing about the women that are making, the young childless women that are making more money. That's great. But what that means is then children of upwardly mobile families are not being born, and children of downwardly mobile families will continue to be born.
Yes.
And what will that mean for the economy of this country?
Oh, listen to you. Boy, you talk about drilling the numbers. You're doing a little mining of data there, are you?
Well, just think about it.
Oh,
sure.
There's no doubt about that. Now, and again, it may be postponing the birth.
It's not to say that they're not doing it at all.
They will.
But at the same time, keep in mind those who have who are not encumbered, if you will, by choosing a career first, will continue to have children regardless of when those women choose to ever have children, if ever.
Encumbered by having a job? Oh, you said career. That's right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We would hate to encumber you with a career. Yeah. And again, it's not to and mind you, the asterisk on my comment is that it's not to besmirch anyone who has chosen to be a stay-at-home mom and you are happy doing
you
so.
Bet.
So lest you call and get in a wad about that, let me just tell you, that's not what I'm talking
about. We're kind of talking about two different things here. Yeah, lifestyle change, the choices, if you will.
By the way, I want to add that word to my vocabulary.
What's that?
Besmirch. Chase uses it a lot, and I've always liked it, but it just never comes naturally.
It has kind of an old English feel to it.
It really does, and I'd really like to adopt it.
You want to look it up and read the definition? I wish we had some appropriate harp music. I know, but just the idea of being able to read it to us, just if we had that harp music.
Yeah.
Actually, I probably want the heart.
But, you know, Chase uses the word, you know, half dozen times a year, maybe, you know?
And, Yeah.
So.
Besmirch.
Yeah, besmirch.
Ooh, the first word. Uh-huh. It's to soil.
Oh, nice.
To soil.
Soil, tarnish, discolor. So you could argue that, you know, if you're having lunch and you spill the barbecue sauce on your shirt, oh, look, I've besmirched my garment.
Okay.
You know,
after this, I want you to look up smirch and see what that is.
Yeah, do they have smirch?
Well, to go on, to detract from the honor or luster of.
That's you mean, really.
Yeah. All right, so let's go smirch.
Smirch.
Smirch. Three dictionary results.
Uh-huh.
Really? To discolor or soil, spot or smudge.
You're kidding.
With or as with soot, dust, dirt, to sully or tarnish. So it basically, smirch and besmirch
are
the same thing. So, Tom, you could adopt smirch.
No, I want besmirch, please. Really? Smirch sounds more like smurf.
Smirch.
You know?
Say it again.
Smirch. Smirch.
That's right.
How you doing?
Sound like that. But
smirch.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, anyway,
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, show about nothing.
Hey, I just besmirched my drawers.
Besmirch.
You knew it had to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Right.
Well, we give them the opening, they'll take it, right?
We did, yeah. Anyway, well, I don't know if you heard something you should know this morning, because that was pretty interesting, discussing how agenda used to actually be plural. That used to be plural, and opera used to be plural.
That was the one that really got me.
Yeah.
Opera was...
So what was the singular form?
Well, Yeah.
Opera.
I'm not sure.
And a gender?
Yeah.
Agenda?
A gender is male or female. Yeah. I don't know what else we're talking about there, but they are.
No, a gender's the rundown list at a small-town city council meeting.
Oh, you're right,
so.
Did you hear this? Now, of course, we all heard about the hostage standoff at the Discovery Building yesterday.
Yeah.
Police shot and killed this guy.
Yeah.
This story I have says he was an eco-terrorist who was inspired by watching An Inconvenient Truth.
Oh.
Have you heard that tie-in?
That's not going to see the light of day.
Yeah, I didn't hear that tie-in until this morning. So, there you are. Okay. Shouldn't come as a surprise, the number of immigrants crossing the border illegally has sunk to a third of what it was 5 years ago. The Pew Hispanic Center reported that yesterday. We're down from 12 million in 2007 to 11.1 in 2009. That's a drop in, first drop that we've seen in 20 years. Now, there's kind of an interesting Census Bureau map that measured the diversity of U.S. America county by county. By the way, there are about 3,150 counties in the United States. And
include what to call them, parishes?
I believe it does. Yeah, okay. I believe it does. Mm-hmm. It measured the odds of any one of two random people being of a different race or ethnicity. In other words, you just kind of reach into the pot and you pull two people out.
And what are the chances?
The chances of them being of the same race or ethnicity. Right?
Oh, chances of them being the same.
Well, but that's what that's how they so they listed it 0 through 100 as far as the chances, and the lowest possibility geographically, surprisingly enough, was in Maine.
Uh-huh.
Okay, in other words, you pull two people out, they're probably of the same ethnicity.
Right.
If you look at the entire map, there's an amazing darkness of the map, if you will, in the Sun Belt.
You mean darkness is...
High percentage.
High percentage that they will be the same.
That they will be diverse. The least possibility would be in Maine. The highest possibility would be in Texas.
Yeah.
In California, Hawaii, and New Mexico. In fact, those four states have a majority of non-white right now.
I would think that the Heartland, Nebraska, Iowa, would be low probability.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, they all look that way.
Yeah.
Brazos County is in the highest categorical percentage that they have.
Really?
More than a 50% chance that if you reach in and pull out two residents of Brazos County, they would
by the scruff of their neck.
Well,
right?
I don't think you have to do that. You could lift them by their armpits if you wanted to, but nonetheless, that their ethnicity will not be the same.
I'm reading this guy's manifesto right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, okay, this, and I'm not gonna do this idiot the service of posthumously reading his just jargon and absolute drivel on the air right now. But this guy was just full-blown crazy.
Well, and they had pictures of him carrying signs of protest. He had been very active in that. And the reason that he apparently went after Discovery, and also he believed the Learning Channel was a problem, too, with John and Kate plus eight and the Duggar family doing their 19 kids and counting. He said that they were all promoting overpopulation of the earth. Is that basically what his manifesto
was
saying?
Breaking news.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hello?
On the diversity thing, maybe you reach in and grab people like you used on the Wii game. You grab them by the head and they wave their little arms and legs around the air.
Yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah, just do that. Just pull them up out of the pit, just like that. Or, put a 50 cents. What do those games cost now where you grab the little stuffed toys? Is that a dollar now?
I don't know. I
don't know.
You don't buy your children toys that way?
I realized that was a ripoff, 25 years
that
ago.
That game may as well be just called rip-off, you know?
Yeah.
Just call it the rip-off game. Have a go.
Yeah. Have a go. He's talking British to us now, Chase.
Yeah, really. He's trying to get on that besmirch wagon is what
that's
it is.
Hey, by the way, if you're fat out there, if you're obese, we're going to tell you how to not do that in the next half hour. You're just going to be able to
really?
Help you out. Yeah.
Or if we'll have the answer.
Yeah. Or if you're skinny and you want to be fat, we'll have that one for
all right.
you, too.
Yeah.